Well, today we talk a little bit of, well, we take some calls amongst other things. We also talk about that exchange between Josh Hawley and the law professor. And I give you a little primer on biology, which everybody seems to have forgotten about. It just is so. But first, there's Geico.
Do you own? Do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Hey, sports fans. It's Chris Howard, former Jacksonville Jaguar running back and 1997 National Championship running back from the University of Michigan. Get plugged in with me every week as I'll be breaking down the biggest topics in the world of sports and entertainment. Join me and my special guests for some honest conversations about sports and life when the cameras are no longer flashing. I'll also be breaking down weekly matchups for NFL and college football games. Be in the know, listen to, and follow Plugged In with Chris Howard now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on the church. We got a mandate. Get it on. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician, addiction specialist with medicine, and out of the New York City area.
He's area, general vicinity. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
Good times. All right. Well, what a day it has been already over here.
Yeah. Indeed.
It's just like, you know.
What? Come on.
You know, I had this thing where, you know, I'm promoting my book.
Yes.
Everything reminds me of something. It's very good. You guys will enjoy it. Anyway, I was due to call in the Clay and Buck Sexton show, and it's a good show. They took over for Rush about a year ago, and it's a good program. Good guys. They're both very good at what they do. I enjoy the program. So I was due to call in, and my schedule is always my schedule. It's this, and then it's that. There's usually 5 minutes in between this gig to that gig, and oftentimes there's stuff to do even in between the things. You know,
you got
this at 12 and this at 12:30, but between 12 and 12:30, there's a bunch of stuff to do in these windows that gets filled in.
Like, just think about all the shit that you take care of at the shop all the time. I mean, how do you just keep track of that in the in-between times, let alone all the other BS?
There's a lot of I'll actually do this. You'd be surprised how much can get done in a short period of time, or how much of nothing can get done in an eternity, which is a lot of people's mode. I will oftentimes run over to the shop in between things, bark a few things out at a few people, and turn to head back. And Nate, who's putting all the docs together and doing all the programming and everything over there at Chassis Media, he'll go, "Can I talk to you for a minute?" And I'll go start walking. And he just follows me while we walk from one shop to the other shop, which is about a 4 minute walk. He talks the entire time. He's rat-a-tat-tatting. We got this, we got to do that, this, the other. And by the time we get to my shop, he spat it all out. I've, you know, grunted or nodded or said fine or get back to me on this one or something. And then I go in and run in here and do what I do. So you'd be surprised.
I like that.
At how much you can get done. Most 60% of me and Nate's conversations are while walking from one shop to the other. And he's just following me.
You know, just to put a little coda on that, I brought this up years ago with you, which I, for some reason, Lucille Ball stuck in my head. She was at a lecture once, and they were talking about back when she had the Lucille Ball show, and then they ended up taking over, RKO Studios, and then they start producing films. And And they go, how? And she says, you don't know how much you can do. The busier you are, the busier you can be. That's what she said. The busier you are, the busier you are. And I thought, yeah, that's pretty true. It's when you stop doing stuff that it's easy to go to running in place very quick.
I really noticed it from my mom because she would, when she was unemployed and just around like the whole day, she would always, and I'd say to her, did you get the estimate for the cement driveway? And she'd go, oh, no, I've really, really been slammed lately and stuff. And I would think to myself, I remember once calling her and saying, hey, at like 11 in the morning and saying, hey, I'm doing this show tonight. You got some old pictures or something of me or us or the house or something sort of back in the day. And she's sort of like, I need to come by and pick it up at, 4 in the afternoon or something. And she said, no, it's in a shoebox, in the closet. The house is 900 square feet. There's one closet, there's no attic or anything. And I was like, you think I could, give you a few hours and I'll just come by and pick them up? And she's like, not today. I couldn't get it done today.
No reference to the biorhythm wheel.
No. And I remember thinking at the time, I this could really be helpful to me in what I'm doing tonight. And she was just like, yeah, I can't help you. And now, what people don't really get is the amount of time we were talking about was probably about 14 minutes all in, walking, opening this door, getting the shoebox out, filing through a couple of pictures, putting them in a Ziploc bag or something. But the point is it was something, And it's just like, I don't do things is really what they're saying. Yeah. They're saying I don't have the time or my schedule or whatever, but really what they're saying is I don't do things. And this is something.
We talk about this a lot, and I've been looking at people that are that way quite a bit lately. And I'm going to tell you, I know it looks like something that oftentimes maybe is in fact something they can just get it on, just get going. But I have this distinct feeling that there are like windows of development, during school years or maybe young adulthood, where if you don't learn how to do things, it's not possible anymore or something, or a certain neurobiological states like depression or trauma makes people just incapacitated.
I would be much more sympathetic if I wasn't one of those people. See,
at one time. Yeah, I know. I know.
I would have the same difficulty getting things done, well out of high school. And at some point, I started to just sort of white knuckle it. I started to push on myself a little bit. And I started to sort of have this sort of inner dialogue where I was like, go do it. Do it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That is something that I broke. I essentially had to break myself like a horse, needs to be broken. And it's pretty doable. It's just people decide by the time they're 20, I am who I am.
I would put a little, another little pushback on that, which is once you get into your 20s, you can still do that. What I wonder is once you pass like 35, if there's any hope,
you know what I mean? Like your dreams of playing shortstop for the Yankees, it gets a little further away every year that passes. I was going to do Clayne Buck's show, and I go, oh, good. I like those guys. And they have a huge platform, hundreds of syndicated stations, and I'm going to plug the book and this, that, and the other. And they said, the producer said, last time we did this, you did it from the car and the connection was a little shaky. And my first impulse was, I feel like I've had 200 million conversations and I've done 1,000 interviews from the car. And actually, it works pretty good. It's actually a good place to talk from. But they said, could you get to the studio? And I said, yeah, I'll just come into the studio a little earlier and we'll do it from inside of the studio. Even though the car, I know the car works fine, but I don't want to push back and get into it because it evidently didn't work great last time for some
reason.
You know
what the car thing is, right? You know what that is.
I don't know what
it is. That's radio.
Yeah.
That's radio BS.
Whatever.
You know what I mean? The radio is, you have to do things a certain way with radio. I can tell you were in the car, even though no one listening could.
Well, I don't like to speculate on things I don't know about. I don't know if their connection was as pristine as they wanted it. I don't know. So I said, fine, I'll go in. So I was in Malibu and I was like, I need to be here at 11 and it's a pre-tape and that's fine. And, I checked Waze a couple of times at like 9 in the morning and said it's going to take 51 minutes and blah, blah, blah. And fine. And I gave myself ample time to make it to the studio. As a matter of fact, I want to get here a little bit earlier and go to the other shop, talk other forms of business. I turned down PCH. It becomes a parking lot. There's an accident. We're not going anywhere. And so I keep checking my ways, and it's like you're going to get there at 11:05. Now you're going to get there at 11:10. And I got our show, you know, looming. We do a bunch of shows. I got a bunch of other stuff I got to lay down. I got my show looming. It's all packed after 11, you know. So now I'm sitting in the car, and I'm now saying – and I'm in this position, which I hate, which is I'm now having to contact them and go and say, I can do it from the car because I'm now stuck, or I'll be about 15 minutes. I can do it at 11:15 and I can get into the studio, do it at 11:15, take about 10 minutes and then go right into Dr. Drew. Yeah. They kind of go back and forth. It's whatever. And then at a certain point, it's like, I'll do it. I'll be there at 11:15. Let's heat it up. And then they're like, now we have to talk to Ted Cruz at 11:15 and the schedule's all screwed up. And the whole point is it just exactly what I didn't want to happen happened. I tried to prevent it from happening. I literally checked Waze three times to see if there's anything in between me and the studio. There
Success.
Wasn't. And then I turned onto PCH and I after 45 minutes in traffic, I did pass the wreck getting onto a flatbed truck, and it was literally a car caught on fire in the middle of PCH. And I was like, God damn it. So anyway, here we are today. All right. Well, I got to tell you, I want to be honest with the listeners. I want to talk about Tommy John, but I will tell you, I am not wearing my Tommy Johns today. Free balling it, Drew. Commando. Yeah, because, you know, I'm going in between La Cañada and Malibu, and somehow all the Tommy John ended up in La Cañada, and I'm leaving Malibu.
Tommy John or nothing.
Or nothing. I had a pair that I've worn for like 3 days in a row. I was like, this has to go into the hamper. I looked in the drawer. I found some other stuff. And I'm like, nah, I'm freeballing it. That's what you do with Tommy John. Yeah.
It's dedication.
Mm-hmm. Breathable, lightweight fabric, four times the stretch of competing brands. Keeps you up to 7 degrees cooler than the cotton. And Tommy John's Apollo underwear, man. It's the best. And like I said, it's that or nothing for the Ace, man. It's the best pair you'll ever wear. It's free. Guarantee. Right, Gary?
That is right. Shop TommyJohn.com/ADS right now for 20% off your first order. Get 20% off right now at TommyJohn.com/ADS. TommyJohn.com/ADS. See site for details.
All right. There's a... I think someone tweeted me a graph or something. I think Gary tossed it up. I hadn't talked to you about it. I wanted to talk to you about it. First things, I've seen more articles about this COVID shot and young kids and it being a bad idea. a bad idea for infants in 6 months and 10 years. Like, it's now more and more data. Why we're simultaneously marching toward getting everyone vaxxed up constantly. It's a bizarre world. So our government is saying, vax it, vax it, vax it. Articles are coming out from around the world saying, this is not a good idea for a five-year-old.
Yeah.
While simultaneously, the government is saying, get everyone vaxxed.
I you and I have been skeptical about teenage and childhood vaccines with the mRNA vaccine. I follow a guy named Vinay Prasad. You can follow him on Twitter. He's a real brilliant oncologist. And he's been saying for, I think now, months, 75% of kids have been exposed. They have antibodies. They didn't even know they were sick. It's a mild illness. They're pretty well protected now. The science of vaccinating children is very limited. And one of the reasons it's so limited is they can't find enough infection. In other words, they can't find enough kids getting sick because they don't get sick. So they can't say what they're preventing. And so what are we doing? I just don't know what we're doing. I got to tell you, Fauci was on MSNBC a couple days ago, and he made sense for the first time in a long time. And he was sort of very much hedging his bets, saying we're not mandating, we're suggesting, fine. CDC, that's what they've always done. They've always suggested. And then physicians decide what to do. They've suggested the wrong things before. But the mandate, if you really think about what we have been through, mandating is what was getting wild. The enthusiasm for childhood vaccination may prove to be a bad idea. And going back to the thing you put up there, should we describe what that is?
Yeah, bar graph? Somebody tweeted a bar graph, and a lot of it is stuff I've been talking about. It says the four hurdles of COVID vaccine. Number one, you can't get it, meaning COVID, when you're vaccinated.
Off.
Cross that out. Number two, you can't spread it. Cross that one off. Number three, no side effects. Cross that one off. And then number four, you don't get it as bad, which hasn't been crossed off yet. But I keep saying they're all going to go. And then there's a graph, and it's 100,000 individuals by vaccination status in Canada. And Drew, what do you make of that graph? And why don't you describe the graph?
Well, the only surprising thing to me on the graph, again, I don't know where this came from. I don't know what was published, so I can't really look at what they did, but it was an interesting graph. And it shows essentially that you don't change hospitalization very much, whether you are vaccinated or boosted, that you may, according to this graph, increase your risk of infection.
Gary, I can't read it from here.
Left is the risk of infection, and that goes up in a stepwise fashion depending on how many boosters you've had, which is interesting.
The lowest is not vaccinated in terms of cases
of COVID, right?
96,000 96,000 versus triple vaccinated, I'm guessing, at 379,000.1,000. That's significant.
Surprising.
Hold on, Gary.
Surprising.
Gary has a correction.
No, I'm just trying to figure out here. I mean, it doesn't say that those numbers should be expounded to thousands.
What's it say? Out of 100,000, I'm sorry. Out of 100,000 individuals, a little less than 100 for cases for non-vaccinated, and closer to 400 for triple vaxxed.
Right.
That would be the way to describe it. Go ahead.
Right. And so, again, that's a really, really interesting observation. And we don't know really what we're looking at. But to me, the stuff that is more telling is the fact that because we don't know what's going on in those populations, but there's no difference amongst the groups in terms of hospitalization, meaningful difference. And
well,
in the death
it's,
rate,
it's semi-meaningful.
It trends the wrong way. I'll tell you that.
And so, well, yeah, we don't know. Let me just explain. Then it's about 9 out of 100,000 non-vaccinated for hospitalization, and more like 18 for partially vaccinated, and then it drops down to about 12 for double vaccinated, and then it pops up to 17 for triple vaccinated.
Well, here's and the same kind of thing happens in terms of the death rate, right? You see the death rate, which is the other bar graph.
Yes.
Now, here's what I take away from that. Who gets triple vaccinated?
The elderly.
Old people, right?
Right.
So you expect to see more deaths, more hospitalization in the triple vax group. So that's kind of what I take away from it. But to be fair, it's showing that you're not doing much. You're not doing much.
Well, the partially vaccinated is the highest in the hospitalization at 18 out of 100,000, which is interesting. I don't know what to make of that one either, because that's
I don't you're looking at statistics, and unless we actually do the statistical analysis, I've looked at numbers for enough years to know just you got to be very humble when you look at them.
Yeah, I get it. I'm just saying things to me have a trend, have an order, and going in a direction, and this is going to be the last domino to fall. Which is I didn't work in the side effect part. I said, you told us we get the vax, we couldn't get it. We can get it. You told us we get the vax, we can't spread it. We can spread it. Then you told us you get the vax and you're much safer and you don't end up in the hospital and the effects of the COVID-19 are much less aggressive. That'll be the third to fall. That's how I looked at it.
Yeah, and the side effect may be the big story. That's the one I worry about. And let's be fair, Novavax is out, came out, got approved yesterday. If I decide to get a booster, I'm going to take a Novavax booster. That looks good to me.
All right.
So we have options now.
Take care of your business.
Let me take care of some business. Blinds galore, buddy. Family owned and run for over 20 years, over 2 million windows. The first place to buy custom window treatments online. Blinds galore. Blinds, shades, shutters, drapes, even motorized coverings that connect to your smart home. They've all got it there at blindsgalore.com. Just take measurements and design. Their online visualizer lets you see what they'll look like right on the screen before you buy. Their expert customer care team will help you every step of the way, either online or over the phone. Adam has these. I've got them. You get free samples. There's free shipping. There's free expertise. And this is family-owned, family-operated, and they want you to get it right. Believe me, they're interested in your satisfaction. Right, Gary?
That is right. Blindsgalore.com makes it easy to get the high-quality designer blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home, all at a great price. Order your free samples today to get started at blindsgalore.com and let them know Adam sent you. That is blindsgalore.com.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Be right back with a couple phone calls and thoughts right after this. Well, I just want to tell you about a quick podcast study here. As you know by now, we all do our very best to align the right sponsors to the podcast. It's a lot of work behind the scenes, and I'm incredibly grateful for your support. We're currently running a quick survey at podcaststudy.com, and we're giving the first 150 people a $10 digital Amazon gift card as an incentive to complete the survey. The information we hear from you about our sponsors is incredibly important to the show, and we can't thank you enough for taking a few minutes to help us out. I mean, come on, it's free. Now cut us a break. Upon completion of the survey, you'll be asked to include your email address, and we will send the first 150 people a $10 gift card from Amazon. Go to podcaststudy.com, and thank you again for helping our show and our sponsors. All right, Drewski's over there in New York City. Why don't we just hop to the top, speak to Alan, 40, Tennessee. Alan?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Guy.
Get it on.
Hi, Guy.
What's going on?
Hey, good afternoon.
Good to speak to you. What do you got?
Hey, I was wanting to get you guys' take, and I'm sure y'all saw the Berkeley professor going back and forth with one of the senators about, you know, the trans, non-binary, and women questions, and whether those bring on violence and whatnot. So I work in a field with a lot of people that are in recovery, and, you know, some of that stuff, you know, comes bouncing around. And, you know, my question to you guys is, how do you really actually ask questions or help people understand some things that truly want to know? You know, because
listen, man, you're asking a great, this is what bothered me about that exchange, is that people are confused. And then one side is using that confusion to punish people for their confusion. Like, you're not allowed to go from I'm not understanding this to enlightenment without being damned. You're being damned to hell for killing people. It's like, we don't even know what one another is talking about. This is what Adam's been saying forever, that the language police and the language changes and the control of the language has made it impossible to even understand what's going on.
Yeah, what I gathered from that exchange, and Gary's got a 45-second clip of it, what I gather from it is what a crazed bubble that the faculty from Berkeley and Stanford and Harvard and just about all faculty on all campuses, you know, you're the head of diversity on the campus of UC Berkeley. It's like you're in such a crazed bubble that you don't even know what people are talking about because you've never heard any of these ideas ever, you know?
Right.
And so what she does is she's like, what? And then she's like, you're, and then at some point she goes, I feel she's feeling pushback, right? She's never felt pushback before. She lives in a weird bubble, right? So she feels a little pushback and she goes, you know, let it be known on the record that this is transphobic talk. That's her only recourse. We'll play that. Yeah. We'll play it for you.
You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So this isn't really a women's rights issue. We can recognize
that this impacts women while also recognizing that it impacts other groups. Those things are not mutually exclusive, Senator Hawley.
Oh, so your view is that the core of this right then is about what?
So I want to recognize that your line of questioning is transphobic, and it opens up trans people to violence.
These people live in such a bizarre Orwellian bubbled world that they've never even heard pushback. They don't know what to do with it.
Well,
They can't answer questions.
Adam, do you understand? Academic environments were supposed to be the domain of discourse and argumentation and back and forth and Socratic method. This is an emergency. There's an illness in academic world that needs to be addressed.
I told you 25 years ago, I wasn't interested in sending my kids to college. You were like, they have to learn to think. You would say,
I did say that. I would say that.
It's like to revisit exactly that statement. Say.
Here's my revisitation. I don't recognize these institutions that gave me so much. They need to learn to think, but not at those institutions. Not somewhere else.
Where?
Some other
like
means.
Welding school?
Welding school or maybe Coursera online. Somewhere else. I'm not sure I would do it the same way again. Well, I'm sure I wouldn't, I suspect.
She literally called them transphobic. You know, 14 syllables in her response. That's all they have. It's so weird. And it's also weird that they can't answer questions. Listen, it's just, and thanks, Alan, it's just a word salad, gobbledygook of they do it all the time. She said, you know, some cisgender women are capable of pregnancy. Some cisgender women aren't. They get into this weird thing like, me and Gavin Newsom did 20 minutes on check cashing places, right? Here's their answer to everything. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so they first go, check cashing places bad because they prey on Black and Hispanics. I go, okay. Are there Jews in line? Are there Asians in line? Are they whites? Are they preying on, you know, Japanese Americans, Jewish Americans, are they Korean Americans, Armenian Americans? Are they preying? They're preying on all of them. All. Oh, okay. Well, why'd you bring up black and Hispanic? Because it's so overwhelming, the numbers. Oh, okay. Why those two? Not just those two. Everyone. Everyone is affected. Okay, so if I go down to the check cashing place in Pacoima, we're going to find some Jews in line and some Japanese. Yeah, everybody. Everybody's suffering. Well, is it everyone? Is it no one? Is it this group? And they literally can't answer. What they learn in college is weird double talk, but they don't learn solution talk. They learn sort of double talk. And they're, by the way, I grew up with this. I grew up with it. I've seen it. You go, why is it that, 80% of the black community, single moms, these kids are raised in poverty? I know black. I know a black woman who's raised by a single mom. She's at Harvard now. She's a Supreme Court justice. It's like, yes. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Homelessness. These are the junkies strung out on fentanyl. There's one. Who isn't? She's out of work. You know what I mean? How they argue. But this is how you argue?
Yeah.
The one?
It's terrible. Yeah. It's not an argument.
It's not.
And here's the thing with the, let's just talk about this conversation that the senator had with the law professor, which is they immediately, I advise this of everybody, immediately cease any reference to gender. This is not a conversation about gender. This is a conversation that they were having about biological sex. And because he didn't make that explicit, she beat him over the head with gender. And you cannot change one biological reality. The female biology is in invest in a large gamete, the egg. And a lot of investing goes into a single or a very few number of eggs. A male biology is many, many small gametes, sperm in our case. There are rare genetic crossover syndromes, but even those have a predominant male or female phenotype that reflects this one biological fact that the female invests in a large gamete, very few number, and the male invests in many, many small gametes, and that's it. And the ones that have the big gametes have a uterus. That's it.
Typically. I know. It's like I control the language, control the thought, control the politics, control the policies. I've been saying it for 25 years, Drew. All right, let me tell you about Concrete. Your body makes half the creatine it needs. And the other half is supposed to come from the diet, but most American diets, well, they're low in creatine-rich foods. I would suggest Concrete. Concrete patented creatine, HCL, is the favorite creatine of elite, well-informed athletes. It's 100%, by the way, I say it's the number one bioavailable creatine and the only microdose in creatine. Just one small scoop. It's a small scoop. It comes with the little scooper per 100 pounds. So like I'm around 200 pounds. Put two scoops in the bottle, shake it up. Tastes great. Creatine is required for functional energy in every cell your brain uses.
Great for workouts.
Great for workouts, pre and post. Brain uses about 20% of the creatine in your body. You need it for immune system. It's Concrete, right, Gary?
Take control of your health, both body and mind. Build a better you with Concrete. Register now at con-crete.com/podcast. That's con-crete.com/podcast for a chance to win a $500 Walmart Visa gift card. Available now online and in-store at Walmart. Concrete is truly life-changing and performance-enhancing.
All right. You can go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows out there. And you can check out my new book, Everything Reminds Me of Something. Special pre-order it right now. Drew, what do you got?
Go to DrDrew.com or your mom's house platform and give a little love over to Dr. Drew After Dark.
So until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. Do you own, do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
All this month, stream the funniest films for free on Pluto TV. Watch comedy classics like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Mean Girls. Or drop in for a Tyler Perry marathon with a Madea family funeral and Madea's witness protection. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Get Shorty, Be Cool, Key and Peele, Comedy in Color, and more. And no contracts, no subscriptions, no fees, no joke. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start laughing today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.